This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The recent snowstorms and the traffic jam that the first one caused, along with a new development announcement in Dunwoody, have refocused attention on MARTA and its role in a state transportation system. Representative Mike Jacobs of Brookhaven is the chair of the MARTA Oversight Committee in the legislature. He joins us now from the state capitol. Representative Jacobs, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Dennis.
Let's start with actually the new development, which is a multi-use kind of project going on in which State Farm would be the big tenant. It would attract a whole bunch of jobs here, and it is tied directly to the Dunwoody MARTA station. There have been a lot of arguments in the legislature over state funding for MARTA. Do you think that that will rekindle that discussion?
I think it is likely that at some point over the next couple of years or so, we will have a discussion over state funding of transit in general. It may not be a conversation that is specific to MARTA, but I think that generally speaking, the prominent members of the legislature who deal with transit issues most frequently are satisfied and to some degree impressed with the work that Keith Parker is doing at MARTA to rein in its books and get things turned around so that MARTA, at least from a cash flow perspective, is now running, bringing in more than it's spending. It's probably a conversation that's going to occur over a period of years, not many years, but a couple of years at least. I don't think it is going to be resolved this year.
Right now, MARTA gets no state funding, which I think a lot of people already know. But what would you say to folks who say, okay, part of MARTA's cash flow problem and funding problem that you talked about is a self-fulfilling prophecy if the state doesn't fund it?
I'm not sure I agree with that, because I think that MARTA is showing us that it is capable of putting its own house in order without really any kind of mandate from the state level. The question then becomes, how does the state move the ball forward, both for MARTA and for transit across all of Metro Atlanta? And I think we have to acknowledge that anything we do to make transit more seamless across all of Metro Atlanta is going to necessarily benefit MARTA.
MARTA said last year that it would not come back to the legislature and really push for state funding until it had gotten its own house in order. Do you think it's far enough along on that so that you expect to hear from them now saying, okay, we would like state funding to take some sort of definite shape?
I don't anticipate that sort of request. And it's important to remember that MARTA is at the beginning of year two of a 5-year roadmap that was set out by KPMG for implementing the privatization measures that ultimately will lead to the cost savings that put MARTA firmly in the black. We are going to have a discussion over state participation in transit across all of Metro Atlanta. I know that there is a tendency to want to redefine that discussion as a discussion of quote-unquote direct operating assistance for MARTA. But the reality is that any money we invest in transit in Metro Atlanta is really a major benefit to MARTA, more so than any of the other players, and does help MARTA's operations.
Did that first snowstorm, during which, of course, cars were jammed up, but at least MARTA's trains were running, sort of rekindle the idea that maybe transit, while not a magic bullet, should be a bigger part of an emergency transportation system for this region?
I think it's fair to look at transit, particularly the trains, as part of how we move people around Metro Atlanta, particularly in an emergency situation like the snowstorm we saw 2 weeks ago or almost 3 weeks ago at this point. The reality is that the trains were running and running fairly efficiently. And I think it it's important to recognize that, particularly when the highway system was snarled at the time, that, you know, MARTA was actually moving people around and getting them where they needed to go. I think it's an important observation, and one that certainly plays into where we go as a region in the future with regard to transit.
State Representative Mike Jacobs of Brookhaven is a Republican. He is also the chair of the legislature's MARTA Oversight Committee. Representative Jacobs, thanks so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime, Dennis.